Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Priest Embracing Islam, prepared by Abu Karim Al-Marakishi. Story number 8. It's a very short story. George Anthony, former Catholic priest, Sri Lanka. Father Anthony was a Catholic priest in Sri Lanka. His tale of becoming a true believer and adopting a name Abdurrahman for him is quite interesting. Being a Christian priest, he was well-versed with the teachings of the Bible. He quotes the Bible frequently as he sits to narrate his journey to Islam. While reading the Bible, he found many contradictions in it. He goes on quoting verses from the Bible in Sinhalese language and points out the ambiguity. He quotes Isaiah chapter 9, verse 12, which reads like this: "And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned." He quotes Isaiah chapter 9 verse 12, which reads like this: "And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee, and he saith, I am not learned." This verse is a prophecy towards Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace be upon him, because Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an unlettered prophet, and when he was an unlettered prophet, and when he was asked by angel Gabriel read out the first divine revelation upon him, he said, I am not learned. Contrary to the Christian belief that Jesus is God, Acts chapter 2, verse 22 of the Holy Bible considers Jesus as a man. It says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Christianity and other religions do not define the prophethood according to him. Christianity and the other religions do not define the prophethood according to him. Nor does Buddha, and is silent about the other prophets. Contrary to this, it is compulsory in Islam to believe in all the former prophets and to revere them, peace be upon them all. According to Abdurrahman, this belief is quite convincing and appealing to everybody. Abdurrahman says that there is no reason for the restriction that a Roman Catholic priest cannot marry, when the priest of many other sects of Christianity can marry. Abdurrahman was pondering over the confusions of Christian belief. Meanwhile, he got an audio cassette of a converted Christian priest, Sri Lanka Sharif D. Alwis. cassettes of Ahmed Didat also attracted him. His continuous efforts to find the truth finally resulted in reversion to Islam. Former George Anthony, Abdurrahman, Abdurrahman hails from the Rathnapura village. Father George Anthony, Abdurrahman, hails from the Rathnapura village of Sri Lanka. He was rendering his services as a priest in Katumayaka Church. He has 10 years of training of the priesthood to his credit. He wrote letters to his mother introducing Islam. After months of studies, she followed the path of her son and embraced Islam. Abdurrahman's only sister is working in Greece. His father and sister still remained Christians. Abdurrahman gave up his highly respected career as a priest for the sake of the truth. He happily sacrificed all material gains for the spiritual triumph by becoming a Muslim. He is now working as a trainee in Islam Presentation Committee of Kuwait. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. That's the end of this very interesting story. This is Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Dosri recording this story for all. May Allah bless you all, and may Allah guide all of us towards His right. Salam, peace.